Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
The idea of self-directed medical care has always been something that has frightened many in the medical and veterinary professions. God forbid we should give individuals the right to choose their medications. And we've always said the same thing about diet, too. There are multiple studies out there about how when given the freedom to choose what they want to eat, little kids wind up on a pretty doggone balanced diet. Oh, they don't do it the way we grown-ups think they should do it. Perfectly regimented, X amount of protein, X amount of fat, X amount of carbohydrate with every single meal. One day it may be all carbohydrate, the next day all protein, the day after that just about everything is fat. But on the long term, it all comes out in the nutritional wash and the kids are on a balanced diet. Professor Juan Villalba, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, which I most likely am not, at Utah State University has been doing something similar with sheep. As with bacteria, more and more of which are becoming resistant to the antibiotics we've been putting in animal feed, more and more parasites are becoming resistant to the drugs we use to treat them too. And so Villalba and his team decided to see if there was something to what the old-time herdsmen and shepherds had noticed. When certain grazing animals aren't feeling well, they eat different plants. First, he and his team tested the different compounds found in certain plants in the laboratory. But then they moved the action outdoors to a 9-acre pasture at Utah State. They planted some of these same plants in little islands in a field of alfalfa, which for the sheep was the food of choice, so to speak. And what they discovered was that the animals that had parasites would preferentially go to these botanical medicinal islands, and they would graze from plants there. And then when they were feeling better, they would go back to eating alfalfa. That's about as dose specific as you can get. Instead of taking a one-size-fits-all approach and medicating the entire flock once or twice a year, whether they need it or not, this method enables each animal to determine whether they need medication and how much medication. And they seem to do a pretty doggone good job of it. This is another example of how we've taken the problem-oriented approach and the one-size-fits-all approach and all of the technology that goes with it, we've taken it to the point of not only diminishing returns, but to the point of negative returns, and that forces us to go all the way back to the beginning, to go back to the built-in system that these animals evolved probably thousands and thousands of years ago. As I was taught my first week in veterinary school, the body was designed to be healthy. And I would add not only physically healthy, but mentally healthy. And the assumption that the body is inherently unhealthy, or at least weak, and that the only thing that stands between that animal or even that person and certain disaster are all of these chemicals and all of these drugs. That's a relatively modern invention. It's funny how we think of sheep as being dumb followers. And yet when I think of these sheep, you know, somewhere out there in Utah, there's this flock of self-medicating sheep who are keeping themselves healthy. I can't help but think about what this says about our own healthcare system.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.